The following three things are the same. Number one is Ho'echad Shabbat Kodesh, V'Shabbat Shumah V'Shabbat Chulin. Now what does that mean, Ho'echad? Yesterday we learned that something which is tahor with regard to truma is tameh with regard to kodesh. Remember that? Remember that we have two different standards. We have the standard of kodesh and the standard of truma. Even though with regard to truma, this may be considered tahor, but when Kodesh analyzes it, it's considered to be tamei. We have a different scale, different madrega. So he says now the following things are equal.
Truma, kedusha, and chulin.
All of these things, whether it's you're an echad by kodesh, truma, chulin,
echad mizrishon
of kodesh, truma, chulin, metame shnayim upoisel echad by kodesh. So it's metame if you're an echad, so you make a sheni and a shlishi and you make a revi
by kodesh.
Kodesh becomes a revi. When it comes to truma, then you make a rishain, you make a sheni, and a shlishi is possible. You make chulin into a sheni. Okay, that's very simple. Okay.
Very good.
So okay, next, hasheni shabakulin. What about a sheni? Or a sheni of kodesh, truma, and chulin. So very simple. You can make a shlishi and a reviva kodesh. Umetame mashke chulin. And a sheni can make liquid. Only chulin liquid can become a rishon. If you have a sheni, say a very bechidish. If you have a liquid that's a sheni and the liquid touches chulin, the liquid becomes a rishon.
Okay.
Umetame mashke chulin. Upoisel laochle truma. And if you have a sheni, you make truma. And if you have a sheni, so you can make truma into a shlishi. Upoisel laochlei truma. Good, that's simple. If you have a sheni of kulon.
So
okay, next hashlishi bekulon, the shlishi bekulon mitamei mashke kodesh. You can make a revi. Upoisel laochlei kodesh, and you make basically mashke kodesh. Which means the metame, which means
makes it a rishon.
Alright, so if you have a shlishi, shabakulon metame mashke kodesh. The only time a liquid becomes a rishon is only
from
if it's kodesh.
A shlishi,
the liquid is kodesh liquid. Upoisel and a laochle kodesh. And if you have a shlisha, you can make a revi into a revi. So that basically sort of here that something a chiddush according to this mishnah is that they're all exactly the same. Let's look at the rav. The rav is like, the less is the main. So what he's doing over here in Per Mishnah Zayin is in chelik we learn Mishnah Vav. In Mishnah Vav we learned this yisoid that hashlishi shebetruma is metame mashke kodesh. Wait a minute, did we do this yesterday? Hashem Shabuchul Matan Mashke Chulin, Upois Loch Le Chulo. Hashlish, I don't know if we did this yesterday. Did we do this yesterday? I don't remember.
Skipped it? Sure we did.
Do we skip this? Harishon Vyashen Shabuchuma. Harishon Vyasheni Shabuchuma. Tamei Matan Mashlishi Poisel Vloy Mitvai. Did we do this yesterday? I don't think we did Mishnehei. We didn't do Mishnehei. Let's go back and do Mishnehei. We did this yesterday. Okay, there we did Hashlishon V'Hashen Shlishi Shabbat Kodesh. This we didn't do. We have to review this. Okay, this we didn't do. But this we did yesterday. We did yesterday. Harishon, let's review the Mishnah Dal. Let's review very quickly. Okay?
Right.
Harishon V'Hashen Shabbat Shumah. If you have Harishon V'Hashen Shabbat Shumah, Tineim Umetamim. If I have a rishon or if I have a sheni shebetruma, what could it do? It could be it's tameim. They themselves are tamei umetam. Have the kriach to be metamei. because a Rishon and a Sheni can make a Shlishi, can make a Shlishi. If I have in my possession a piece of food which is a Rishon or which is a Sheni, and it's Truma, it itself is an object which is Tamei, Umit Hamin has the Koyach to make something Tamei. It can make the next Madrega Tamei. In other words, a Sheni can make a Shlishi. Hashlishi, if I have in my possession a Shlishi Poisel, it can make Paisel Veloy Mitame. I don't know what's going on. We did this yesterday. I remember doing this yesterday. We do a Mishnah Gimel. Harishon Shavachulam Tame Mitame. Harishon Shabachulin is Tame Umitame. Hasheni Paisel Veloy Mitame. Yashlishi Nechol Benazir HaKoy Adema. We did the essay. So let's do Mishnah Dalet again. Do you mind?
Yeah, no. What's Benazir Adema again?
Dema means Chuma. Nezir means porridge.
All right. Okay, let's do Mishnah. We did that. We did the next one also.
But let's just review this because I don't remember. How could I remember? This stuff is really hard. I don't want to go into.
You want to go into the grave?
If I have my position, I have my position. If I have my position, let's see over here. Let's use objects. Here's a Rishon. A Rishon and a Sheni. Yeah. This is a Rishon and this is Sheni. Shabbatruma, and this is Truma. Tameim. They themselves are source of Tuma Umitam, and they can contaminate. Let's see what it says in the Mishnah. And that's all it says. They are Tameim. And they have the power to be mitami. What do you mean they can be mitami? They can make a shlishi. Good. They can make even a sheni. This can make a rishon. Can make a sheni. But even a sheni is tami because a sheni can make a shlishi.
Right.
Tameim or mitamim. Shlishi hashlishi. Let's say I have a shlishi of chuma. Poisel.
Can't go. V'lo
mitami. It's poisel v'lo mitami. V'arvi. And a Ravi Nechol b'nezidat Kodesh. What does it mean in the Ravi? Let's say I have a high position of Ravi that's of Kodesh. In the Nechol b'nekodesh of Kodesh. K'lai marvim yesh b'oisa chum. If I have that chum, a Ravi. How do you have chum by Ravi? Chum that's been guarded al taharas haKodesh. Because chum cannot become a Ravi. But if chum is being guarded with the stringencies of taharas haKodesh. Remember that, Sugya?
I sure do.
K'lai mar. If I have in that truma revi, for example, shenaseis al taras hakodesh, chena chamishi nechal benezid hakodesh. Diktan lekamon hachi kamar v'miyesh ba'isa kodesh chamishi, kigoyin hariv chamishi, kigoyin shenasa al taras chatos efe para. Damidan the big day echle kodesh midrash lechatos nechal benezid hakodesh mudalor ba'itam shal kodesh tar, because you cannot. Make a Revi, cannot make a. What's the Chamishi? V'chein Chamishi Nechal, because you cannot make a. Nezid HaKodesh cannot be more Tomei. V'myesh ba'isa Truma Revi, Kugoyin Shnase Saltaras HaKodesh. V'chein Chamishi, that's the next Mishnah. So why? Because Kodesh cannot become a. More than a chamishi. Let's talk about regular kodesh. Regular kodesh cannot become a chamishi. Therefore, if I have in my possession a revi, there's no harm I can do, because a revi cannot make a chamishi. So therefore, this is the end of the track. There's nothing that can happen. Therefore, there's no prohibition. So let's review. If I have in my possession a rishon and a sheni, shabbatuma, they themselves are tameim. Are tamei umitamim. What does it mean umitamim? They have the koyach to make a shlishi. A rishon can make a sheni. A sheni can make a shlishi. So in middle they're called mitamim. Let's say I have in my possession a shlishi. If I have in my possession a shlishi, can a shlishi make a revi? Poisel. It can make, yes, it can make poisel, which means it can make something into a revi, because the revi is the end of the game. Is the end. Revi is by Kodesh. V'loy mitamim, because revi cannot make a chamishi. If I have my possession a revi, so that's a nechel, you can even mix it together with the nezid haKodesh, because you cannot make a nezid haKodesh into a chamishi.
Good.
Next Mishnah. Harisha in
the
nezid
haKodesh, you forgot what that is again.
Is porridge.
Oh right.
And Kodesh means inside the nezid is there are pieces of meat that which are the status of the revi. So can I take It's kodesh. It's tahar. It's tahar. I have a porridge which is 100% tahar, which is kodesh, which I'm observing with the stringencies of kedusha of kodesh, right. And it's 100% tahar. Am I allowed to take a piece of meat which is a revi'i and throw it into the chalent?
Right.
I have a pot, a stew, a delicious chalent that is bubbling, and I'm observing the tahara of this stew with the stringency of a revi'i.
Correct.
With the stringencies of kodesh.
Right.
And now I have in my possession a piece of meat, and this piece of meat is a revi'i. Am I permitted to throw the piece of meat into the chalent?
Yes.
So what's the halacha? What would you say?
Yes.
Why yes?
This is all its power.
Because there's no harm it can do. Since the piece of meat is a revi'i, and a revi'i cannot make a chamishi, there is no harm it can do, so it's mutter.
The parish. Go ahead.
Now, the next mishnah says, let's say I have my possession, harishon, v'sheni, v'shlit, shebekodesh. I have my possession, harishon, sheni, and shlit, shebekodesh, tamei, m'metam. Why? Because they can make a revi'i. Harishon, sheni, k'metam. Harevi'i, paisel. If I have in my possession a revi'i, RV, paisel. There's no harm I can do. RV, it's paisel, which means that it can make a chamishi. This mission, we're dealing with kodesh. Kodesh can be a chamishi. We're dealing with real kodesh. So kodesh, according to this mission, can even become a chamishi. Where do you have a situation where kodesh can become a chamishi? That's where the kodesh is being guarded al taharas efer para. If I have kodesh and I'm guarding the kodesh with the stringencies of Eved Para, then it can become a chamishi. Kodesh can become a chamishi where I guard the kodesh al taharas Eved Para. Is that clear?
Yep.
So I have my possession over here, a rishon, sheni, v'ashlishi sheba kodesh.
Right.
Tameyin. They themselves are tamei umetamin. Why they metamin? Tamin means you can go two. Whenever you have the word metamin, means you can go at least two more steps. So if it's a shlishi, it can be a revi and a chamishi. Because kodesh can be a chamishi. Harvi, let's say I'm a revi, so paisa, only go one step. Only one step, make a paisa. V'loi metame. Because the kodesh only become a chamishi, not two steps. So this is a new way to describe those two words. The word tame means two steps. The word paisa means one step. So since when it's a rishon, v'sheni, v'shlishi, v'sheni, kodesh, tamei, v'metamim, metamim means two steps. If it's one, two, or three, you can even go from three to four and five. But harvi only go one, you only go to five. Only go to five, therefore the word is paisa v'loi metame. The achamishi, let's say I have a chamishi, can do no harm. Chamishi can't even go one step. We're done. Nimel nechab and the kodesh. So this is simplistic. You can eat with the parch. Now we come to Mishnah Vav. Hashem Yishabechulin. Let's say now we have I have chulin. So now we're going back to the previous two mishnayos.
We know this already.
We deal with truma and kodesh.
Right.
Now we're going to deal with chulin. Hashem Yishabechulin. Mitame. So the only thing it can do, it can't do anything more. But what it can do is there is one thing that sheni can do that no one else can do. Mitame mashke chulin. Sheni Yishabechulin can make liquid. If I have in my possession a sheni, a piece of sheni of chulin, are you with me?
I'm listening.
And it's chulin.
Metame
mashke chulin. Next, what else could it do? Upoisa la'ochle truma. If it's contact with truma, a sheni can make it into a shlishi. Hashem shabachulin, metame chulin, the chola poisa la truma. Anything which potentially can poisa la truma, metame mashke milioi stachila. Next. Hashlishi shabat truma. Let's say shabat truma is the end. Metame mashke kodesh. Upoisa la. And also, it can make kodesh into a revi. Upaisel loch lekodesh. Shenas lo tarvus lekodesh. And it can make also kodesh into revi. But here's what we learned yesterday. Aval, but in, let's just see that part of the explanation. Metam mashri kodesh, the kol apaisel lekodesh. Anything which has the power to paisel lekodesh. Shum which is shlishi, which can paisel lekodesh. Metame mashkin kodesh. Only mashkin kodesh, by the way. Liyos techil lekodesh. Okay, then it goes on to say, Aval, poisel loch lekodesh, shenasu, there's one big condition. Shenasu, letaris hakodesh. Kolaymar, This that we said that the shlishi shel truma place silver limitame. This that we said, this is the pool we learned, this is what we learned yesterday, it's the end of yesterday, was good to chaz, because I don't remember anything anymore. What's going on?
Yeah.
This that we said yesterday, shenasu, that's tafka, shenasu, letars chodesh, koloimar, ha de amrinan the shlishi. This that we said, the shlishi shel truma. This that we said, that the shlishi shel truma. That a shlishi of truma. Paisel can make a revi. This that we said v'loy mitame and will not be mitame oichel kodesh will not be mitame. Hanemi lekishenase saltaris. It's not the real deal. We're dealing with chulin and chulin is nases. It's been guarded on the stringencies of kodesh. Avol nases. Altaris truma. Ah, but if I have in my possession a shlishi of chulin, and we're only guarding this shlishi with the stringencies of truma, we're not guarding this thing with the stringencies of kodesh. See, even though with regard to truma we're going to treat this as a shlishi, but with regard to kodesh, it's going to be considered a rishayim. Because there are different standards. Avol nases altaris truma shaloi shamru altaris hakodesh hashlishi. An object that's called a shlishi metame shniim. It can be contaminated two different madregos. It can make. We consider it to be a rishain, which means a sheni and a shlishi. Upois lechad bekodesh. Why? Shetahad. These are the key words. These are the words which are yisodistic. It's in the daf yomi also in these words. Okay. What are the words?
Correct.
Shetaharosa shel truma.
Yeah.
These are the key words. Shetaharosa shel truma tuma he aids lakodesh. The taharos of truma. Something by taharosa shel truma tuma he aids lakodesh. The tahara of truma. The taharosa shel truma tuma he aids lakodesh. Something which is considered tohar for truma is considered tomei for kodesh, because kodesh has a much higher standard. Shetarasa shel truma tumah he etz la kodesh. Vareze hashlishi the this that you consider to be a shlishi de truma choshev etz la kodesh kilu nitma be besheretz atzma like a rishayim. So the Chaz the Mishnah, if I have a sheni of chulin, what can it do? What harm could a sheni of chulin do? Yeah. What it can do is it can be metame mashkei chulin, can make the mashkei chulin to a rishain. And when it comes to solids, upoisa loch lechuma, and it can make truma into a shlishi. Hashlishi shevet truma, what could it do? It can be metame mashkei kodesh. It can make kodesh into a rishain, and if it touches kodesh, upoisa loch lekodesh. But this that we said that we have truma that's a shlishi, and the truma that will poisa will make kodesh into a vi, that it's only a truma that's been guarded with a higher stringency of kodesh. Kodesh, that is the place loch le truma loch le kol shenasu. That's only when it's been guarded le toharas hakodesh. Avol im loy nas letaras truma. But if we have a shlish that was only guarded with the stringencies of truma, then with regard to kodesh, it's considered to be a rishon, and it will be metame shnayim sheni ushlishi upoisel echad bekodesh. That's according to Tanna Kamma, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, he disagrees. He holds there's no such principle. Even when you're dealing with truma, and the truma has been guarded with tyrus truma, the lower level of truma, it's okay. It's still considered to be a shlishi. So with regard to kodesh, the kodesh will become a revi, and that's where it stops. Rabbi Eliezer, I disagree with you. I hold that they're all the same. There are three madrig, shlosh tan shlam. There are three things which are exactly the same. Ha'echad sheba kodesh, v'sheba truma, v'sheba chulin. I'm getting to that part in a moment. But if it's of an echad, it's all the same. It doesn't make a difference whether you're kodesh, whether you're truma, you're chulin, metame shnayim, you can make a sheni and a shlishi and a revi. Metame shnayim, upoisel echad. Sheni, shlishi, revi. Let's say you have echad ba'kodesh. Let's say you have an echad, if you have an echad ba'kodesh, upoisel echad ba'kodesh, period. Metame echad. Echad shabu kodesh, shabu truma, shabu chulin, metame shnayim, upaisel lechad bakodesh, and it makes a review by kodesh. Metame yechad, upaisel lechad bakodesh, shabu truma comes only a shlishi. Upaisel lechad chulin. We have a Revi.
Yeah.
When it comes to Chul and to Sheni, when it comes to Truma, it comes to Shlishi, when it comes to Kodesh Revi.
Sure.
Now here's the part that we need. Hasheni Shebechul Shebekulon. Metami Echad. Bakodesh. When it comes to Kodesh, you go Sheni, it's going to be a Sheni, so you become a Shlishi and Revi. So it's Echad, Upais Lach Bakodesh. When it comes to Truma, Metam Mashke Chulin. Hasheni can make Chulin Mashke into a Rishon. Upais Lach Lachulin. When it comes to Truma, Sheni can make into a Shlishi. Now here is the part that is a clear disagreement with the previous mission, these words over here. If I have a shlishi, whether it's a shlishi of chulin or of truma or of kodesh, even of truma, it's all the same. So mitame mashke kodesh. When it comes to chulin, it's already over bottle because you already can't will it, so therefore it doesn't make a difference. But when it comes to mashke kodesh, it can make it into a rishon. Upoisel ochle kodesh, and if it touches kodesh, it makes the kodesh into revi. Oh, but then we learn the mission of off that if I have a shlishi shabakulon, a shlishi of truma. It says in the previous Mishnah, if I have a shlishi, it says hashlish shebetshuma mitame mashke kodesh upoisel laochle kodesh only when the truma was shenasu l'taras hakodesh av l'nasu l'taras truma mitame shenam poisel laochle kodesh. And here it says hashlish shebekulon, which includes even truma, it's mitame mashke kodesh upoisel laochle kodesh. And here it says no, it's gonna, when it comes to, it's gonna be mitame shenam upoisel laochle kodesh. Answer is this: Mand Omar, the Rabbanon and Rabbi Eliezer do not see eye to eye.
Right.
They disagree.
Good.
According to the Rabbanon, if I have a shlishi shebetuma that's been guarded with the kedusha of truma, it's called a rishon with regard to kodesh. According to Rabbi Eliezer, he disagrees with this principle. That's exactly what the Rav says. First, he was the less lay le Rabbi Eliezer. He does not agree with this principle of taharasa shel truma tumahi yetzal kodesh, and that's why he says a shlish shebekulon. If I have a shlish shebekulon, loy mishkach a shlish shebekulon elim kei nasu al taras truma. A shlish shebekulon, even when it comes to chulam, which was garden nasu taras, vein alocha kabbalezer. But the main point over here is, according to the being of the Rav, is when I have a shlish shebekulon, whether it's going to be chulin, whether it's going to be truma, whether it's going to be kodesh, even if the shlishi was guard al taras truma, the shlishi was guard al taras truma, it's still considered to be a shlishi, even with regard to kodesh. So when it touches kodesh, the kodesh becomes a revi, not a sheni, like what it said in the previous Mishnah. Clear?
Yeah, sure.
Are you joking?
No, I'm serious.